Hey everyone. Ooh. Let's get all set up and aligned. Get the glasses off so y'all don't see glary things. Turn off my magical Lindsay Sterling, which I put on because it gets me in the mood to create. It gets me in that beautiful fire space that is so juicy. Turned off my thing. So today is Friday, the 9th, the 8th, September 8th. And this is the second Master Chat in our series that we're doing about spiritual activism. And it's not really about being an activist, but it's about navigating these tumultuous times, end of days in a way, right? How do we as spiritual beings integrate some of the social change that we want to see in the world? How do we navigate it? How do we go through this and still be spiritual? Hi, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long. Sorry, distracted by pretty shiny notes coming up. So today, I think the lead-in was appropriate because there are things that we're going to be talking about knee-jerking, talking about truth-seeking, and talking about just being an asshole. And how those things tie into being our highest, best spiritual self. I remember years ago, Louise Hay, I don't know if she was talking or it was something that I read by her, but she was talking about how she was driving along on the freeway. Here she lives in San Diego. She lived in San Diego near me. She was driving on the freeway and somebody cut her off. And she got really mad. You know, like we all do, like that human emotion of like, oh my God, you asshole, did you not see me driving here? And this is Louise Hay saying out loud, I got really mad at him. I called him names for cutting me off. And it was like that moment of clarity came to me that we are human beings. And that there are a lot of things in the world that are going to piss us off, that are going to trigger us, that are going to make us angry, that are going to make us want to lash out in some way, call people names. And you find that especially true with the political climate. You know, how many times do we want to, you know, just go off on whatever some stupid person said? Daily. For me, daily I go through this. And how can I claim to be a spiritual person when daily I am flipping people off? I'm calling them jerks, idiots. Are you kidding me? Come out of my mouth every day. And it's sort of that moment of like, well, how do I be both? Because if I'm saying, oh my gosh, how is this happening? And then I'm giving myself guilt, like, oh, zen it. Then I'm really just spiritual sugarcoating it. Like I'm saying, okay, here's my humanity and there. You're not allowed to be like that. This is not how your response is supposed to be. Go meditate. Go relax. Send them love, right? And all of that is great. But there's something really beautiful and valid about righteous indignation as well. About getting upset. When we get upset, it's usually, what usually happens is one of our chakras lights up. So when we get angry at that car for cutting us off, it's because our first chakra says, whoa, we are not safe. Warning, warning. And then our second chakra says, oh gosh, I feel all these emotions and they're big and I'm mad. And then our third chakra says, how dare they assert their power over us? We are more powerful. So when that car cuts us off, all three of those lower chakras go into play to protect us, to give our body a warning system. And sometimes it comes off like, oh, you asshole. And that's okay. Because that's our early warning system. Any time that our chakras ignite and flare up, it's a beautiful event. Whether it's done out of anger, fear, love, passion, meditation, tantric sex, whatever it is, when our chakras light up, we should pause and listen. So how, what that means is also that sometimes our chakras are in overuse. Sitting down watching an hour of news and our chakras are going, oh my God, we have so much anger and so much that we want to express. Problem is we fight that, right? We fight that instinct to allow ourselves to be inflamed. And sometimes we don't take a breath long enough to get informed on the truth of why those chakras are getting inflamed. We instantly judge it. Amy, I definitely had righteous indignation this week. Yeah, totally great. But we judge that. As a spiritual person, we should be zen, peace, loving, whatever. I should be sending them light and love. All the light and love in the world probably isn't going to change Donald Trump. And maybe it will, maybe it won't. And knowing that there's something that he did that ignited those lower chakras, now we get to pause. Amy, yeah, now I feel guilt, right? There is guilt in our righteous indignation. And then we go off stream. We lose all of our spiritual tools and we go into assholedom, right? We become assholes and we start fighting because that's the natural instinct. It's that fight or flight, especially that lower chakra. That first chakra is fight, right? Our safety is in danger, and there was a time on this planet that's embedded into our DNA that if our safety chakra goes off, it's like a 5-car fire alarm and we better get ready to put out that fire, right? And so understanding that when we're in the state of righteous indignation, when we are pissed, when we are inflamed, it's a valid response. And here's the beautiful thing. Without sugarcoating it, without spiritually whitewashing it, I want to read this. This is by Buddha. He says, believe nothing. No matter where you read it or who said it, no matter if I have said it, unless it agrees with your own reason and your own common sense, right? So what happens is we get inflamed and we believe what we are mad at is the reason that we are inflamed. And so that knee-jerk response is totally natural. That moment where you read something and you share it right away, like, can you believe this just happened? We go off and we tweet or we post up a Facebook or we say something to someone. Or we carry that anger around in us because we're not supposed to be angry people. We're supposed to be spiritual awesomeness. Allow the feelings. Allow yourself to believe it for that moment and then question it. So here's this. As spiritual people, we are naturally the most curious beings on the planet. Like, we are literally the felines of the planet. We are truth seekers by nature. The fact that we are on a spiritual path, seeking enlightenment, empowerment, all of that, means that we are curious. We want to discover things. And so when we're in that place of righteous indignation, what if we paused and got curious about that? Not by stopping it, not by tamping it down, but by using that fire and saying, what's the truth here? What's the truth here? Because when they're ignited, that's a sign, that's a trigger in our system saying something's wrong. What is it that's wrong, right? Before we respond, before we lash out, before we repost, take a moment and go, I am angry. This upset me. Why? What about this is really scaring me? What else do I need to know about this? And this is this beautiful thing about that curiosity and that truth seeking. What's the truth? The other day, a couple of things happened in this last week, and I'm going to share both stories as part of this. The other day, I reposted something on Barilla Pasta, and they said these horrible things, about gays, saying no, you know, real families are man, woman, children, and that's who we want eating our pasta. And I went online and I took a breath. After I got pissed off, I took a breath and I went online to see, is this true? Is this a true story? Before I spread this, is this a true story? It was absolutely true. And I posted it. I said, okay, this is true. And I'm going to post this because I will no longer be purchasing this pasta. Simple. Well, Katie, who is my Sherpa guiding light at Master Soul University, she has set up the entire portal, which is just like amazing, beautiful, messaged me and said, hey, this was true 2 years ago. And they have since really done a lot of soul searching and really have realigned their policies. She's like, I still don't eat it, but this is no longer relevant. It's true, but not relevant. I said, thank you so much, and I removed the post. Because for me, if it's not true and relevant, I don't need to be perpetuating it. And that's true in everything that we do, right? Can you take the moment of using those fiery, beautiful lower chakras and get curious and go, what the fuck is going on? Right? How deep into the truth of what you're upset about are you willing to go? Because sometimes the deeper you go, the more truths you find. And the more truths you find, sometimes you find it's worse, or sometimes you find a place where you can specifically help, or sometimes you find out that what you were upset about really isn't anything to be upset about, that it's not true. So I have gotten to this place of radically editing myself, not because I want to be spiritual, but because I want to know that everything that I'm responding to is true for me, that it is the real core of what I am reacting to. And listen, I am not perfect. There are definitely tweets that I've tweeted, posts that I've done, writing that I've done, that I did not necessarily go deep enough into. And I am okay with the level that I went to at the time. And now can I go deeper? Right? Radically editing. Exactly, Danita. It's, you know, that knee-jerk response is the chakras lighting up. Then, as spiritual beings, we get to reach into our toolkit and not say, there, you're not really angry, you don't need to be angry. Say, okay, I am angry. Why is that? Because I'm not feeling safe. Why is that? What is the next truth? And then what? And then what? And then what? And when we continually question what it is about that I'm angry, and we get more information and more truth into our system, then we turn from righteous indignation, knee-jerking, to truth-telling. And we can use all of that beautiful power that has been ignited to speak our truth. To remove the judgment, remove the you're wrong, and say, hey, listen, this is what I'm feeling and this is what I've discovered. This is my truth. And we can stand really solid in knowing that what we're talking about and how we're responding may be all lit up in passion, power, and, you know, and flame and fury, but it can come from a place where we're not saying, you're an asshole. It can come from a place of saying, this is my truth. We can be blunt. And we can do that without the judgment. And last week we talked a lot about that judgment piece. Of, you know, not judging how other people are responding, not judging how you're responding. When we take the time to really truth seek, that's when we get to speak out from a place that creates real change instead of perpetuates rumors and anger. Where we're not sitting there pressing other people's triggers because we're triggered. We're actually making real change when we feel the trigger, when we allow that knee to, like, you know, knock us off of our chair and we go, okay, take a deep breath. What's going on here? Right? Is it right that all these kids are being deported? No, but what are the real numbers? What does the timeline look like? It's not happening today. So what is it that I can put in place? Where can I be of service? Instead of just saying, hey, you know, F you system, I hate you. You need to be, you know, put in jail. We can say, okay, great. What's going on? What is the truth? How much deeper into the truth am I willing to go before I respond? My emotions are real and valid, and they are signs that there's something there that I get to get curious about. Are you guys with me? It's kind of funny to say it's okay to be a blunt asshole and be spiritual. But at the same time, if you're going to go down that road, let's remove the judgment. And let's remove perpetuating things that may or may not be true. Right? Can you take the time to not judge your response, but take that as a clue? Thank you. Hearts, 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 hearts. Oh my God, I love those hearts. Thank you. Is that Melissa? I can't see. No, the hearts. So I like that. How much of the truth do I want to know before I respond? Exactly. How much of the truth do I want to know before I respond? You know, I've seen really great articles being shared on Facebook, and I'll go in and I'll fact check them before I share them. And really, honestly, I hate to say it, but 3 out of 5 are just simply not true. And usually the other two, when I take the time to do the research, I realize I'm not as upset about it as I was, or that there's something else that I you know, want to learn more about, or there's some other way that I want to share and act. And so it's really just taking that breath, not negating the trigger, not negating the emotion, but taking a breath and saying, what is this? Good morning, Kara. Thank you. Good morning. So that righteous indignation is great. Now get curious as fuck about it, right? Sit there and dive in deeper. Peel away the layers and say, what is the truth? Danita, you took the words out of my mouth. Probably more like 4 out of 5 aren't true, right? And so why are we knee-jerking and sharing? Now, I would say this is the other story, and I shared it with Kristen on the one of the comments from last week's live, but I'll repeat the whole story. Last week, Trump announced that he was going to donate $1 million of his own money in support of the recovery for Harvey. My knee-jerk reaction was like, oh, F you. Listen, Prince Harry and Prince William donated $100 million. You're only giving $1 million? I was like, is this some sort of, oh, thank you, Keisha. I got the scarf in Ireland. Look at me. So, you know, why are you donating $1 million? Is this just some PR gig? Like, da-da-da-da-da. Like, I went in this whole, like, tirade. And y'all know exactly the tirade that I'm talking about, right? We've all gone through the tirade. At some point, I allowed myself to go through all that, and I took a deep breath, and I said, you know, $1 million will really help a lot of people. And while I don't like him, I don't like his policy, I don't like his administration, I don't like a lot of what he does, if this happens, it's a good thing, and I don't need to be upset about it. And so I took that deep breath and I was like, but I'm really fired up because there's so many other ways I wish he would help. Like not retracting the FEMA funding, right? So is it the $1 million I'm upset about? No. And so I don't need to talk about the $1 million. But I can use my anger and go, and can I, you know, go out and say, hey, but can you not retract this funding? Because that's way, that's even better. That's an even better way of you helping. And then I'm scrolling through, and one of my friends, and I don't even remember who it is now, posted about the $1 million. And I know her to be also really spiritual. And I said, oh, honey, the $1 million is great. And the promise for it is great. I don't know what his motivations are, but it'll still help. And, you know, anything that helps is help, right? And, you know, we had this dialogue about it. And I was like, hey, listen, I'm not going to say that that wasn't my first response. And she came back and she says, you know what? You're absolutely right. I was not responding from my highest self. And I'm not going to sit here and send love and light to him. But I am going to take a moment and say thank you for, you know, for helping from one person to the next. And now let's move on. And it's not that we were spiritual coding those emotions. We're still angry about so many things, right? But by taking that breath and getting curious, what is it I'm really upset about here, right? I'm upset at all of these people that don't have homes, that were displaced, that are dying around the world. I am caught up in the, you know, collective consciousness, 1,200 people out in Nepal and Bangladesh, right? We've got Irma coming. We've got fires all throughout California. Hi, Jamie. We've got earthquakes in Mexico. There's a lot to be upset about. There's a lot that's inflaming my first chakra of safety. There's a lot that's making my third chakra of power feel powerless. So let's dive in. What is the truth? How many people really are going to need support in Houston? And it was a lot less than it looked like, but it's also a lot more than it looked like at the same time. What does the rebuild process look like? How can I be of service? And by diving in and getting the real numbers, not the numbers that are being fed to us, because as much as I don't like to say there's that whole fake media thing, there's a lot of fake media. And there's a lot of things that are done just for ratings. And it's not that there aren't truths being spoken at the same time, but what else do we get to dive into? Interesting point. Doesn't Trump need love and light too? I'm not going to sugarcoat it and send him, you know, my blessings, but I am going to take each action and respond to that action appropriately. In a way that says, okay, what's the truth here? What is it that we really need to know? How can we really fix this? You know, what is it that he's exposing that you know, I need to learn more at? I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm so spiritually advanced that I'm grateful for the lessons that he's giving us. My chakras feel really vulnerable when I talk about this, when I talk about politics, when I talk about, you know, the policies that he's changing and eliminating. Kara, like, I pray that he allows the right things to happen. Yeah, I mean, and that's great. And I'm going to also say that for me and my truth is when I get into the state of seeking deeper truths, you know, when I sit there and get really curious about each of these individual issues, it becomes easier for me as a spiritual person to find the right aligned action instead of the knee-jerk response. The knee-jerk response is not always the helpful one. The knee-jerk response, by the way, creates a knee-jerk response in response. And so all you're doing is making it worse, perpetuating the back and forth, right? Aw, thank you, Kara. Hi. If you're not honest, what's the point, right? These are really scary discussions sometimes. And I'm finding my way, right? I've been working on this really consciously for a year. It's why in many ways I've shut so many parts of my business down, because I felt like there were so many other things that I needed to process in the meantime. And so this is the stuff that I've been processing. It's every time we do a knee-jerk response without truth-seeking first, we're perpetuating the situation. We're not giving solutions that are sound based in truth, based in spiritual alignment. And we're also not just saying, oh, that's a horrible situation, I'm sending you love and light. Because that is like putting cotton candy, I don't know, in a hamburger. It's just wrong. Right? And it's not that we're doing harm with it. It's just there's somewhere in the middle where as we grow as spiritual beings, we get to be more curious about the workings of the world and our place in it. Knee-jerk mostly feeds into the chaos, right? When our safety trigger is inflamed and we attack someone else, their safety trigger is inflamed and they attack back. And it goes back and forth. Whereas when our safety trigger is inflamed and we say, okay, great, what's going on? Let's get informed. Let's figure out the truth here. And then we share the truth. It goes out at a broader spectrum, at a higher vibration, right, than anything else. And we can still be angry and we can still, you know, feel all of those emotions. I'm just asking you, what is the truth? And so because I want to keep these right around that half an hour mark, I'm going to leave you guys with your action for the week. Last week, the action was to watch where you're in judgment, to see where you're being judged, just to observe how much judgment goes on. This week, I'm asking you to please get informed. Truth seek on one thing that makes you mad. Dive down into it. See what are the positive changes going on in that realm. Look for the things that are lights and see how you can become, you know, more supportive of the light. Also, don't be afraid of diving in and seeing what's wrong. Seeing where it is that where the truths are, right? And when you get to that place where you're truth-seeking as a habit instead of knee-jerking as a habit, then what happens is we as spiritual activists become way more effective. And that the change that we seek and whatever that change looks like to you becomes more and more real because we are getting ourselves grounded and we're coming from a place of this is it. This is my truth. Now I can stand strong because I'm not coming from a place of fear and reaction. So Kara, exactly what I think too. I challenge my friends who are so pissed off that they spew venom. Venom is one thing we don't need more of. Yeah, hey, it's that knee-jerk response and it's those lower chakras getting inflamed. And so with our spiritual tools, we don't need to turn the flame down. We need to direct the flame more intentionally. And when we direct that flame more intentionally, because we've taken the time to find the truth, then that flame really does something amazing. That flame can turn into a phoenix instead of a flame that tries to burn other people. So for today, I'm going to shut us down. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for being here for the second call. Got another one all planned for next week, and then where we go from there, we'll see. I'm hoping that these talks are useful. I know that they're useful for me in actually speaking out in a way that feels organic. But please share them with other people. Share the message. Share, you know, and support each other. Thank you for all the hearts. Share and support each other in this journey, right? We're all finding our way. What is it that you are going to truth seek about? So if you wouldn't mind, like in the group or in this thread, tell us what is it that you're going to dive in and truth seek on this week? Kara, I'm super grateful to hear you live today. These talks are super useful. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that, Kara. Appreciate it. So I love you guys for being here. Go out and find out some freaking truth so you can be a useful asshole. Talk to y'all later.